KQED.
And finally today, we head to the city of Berkeley. From city council meetings to yoga classes, a lot of places there are fragrance-free, which means you're not supposed to wear any scented lotions or perfumes. So it's a little ironic that Berkeley is home to a new museum dedicated to perfume. We sent Bianca Taylor to sniff it out.
The first thing I notice about the Aftel Archive of Curious Scents is that it doesn't actually smell.
I think, you know, people are worried that it will be very smelly, like a department store.
That's Mandy Aftel. She's a perfume maker who works with natural oils and author of the bestseller Essence and Alchemy. She founded this small museum in the garage behind her house in Berkeley, just over the fence from the restaurant Chez Panisse. As she shows me around, she's practically vibrating with energy. Her all-black outfit is punctuated by her oversized purple glasses and cherry red hair.
A lot of people don't know the difference between natural and synthetic aromas, and I only work with naturals.
She's made nearly all of the 300 scents in the museum herself. She says perfume is more than just Chanel. Scented materials have been used in spiritual traditions from Buddhism to Catholicism and Native American rituals.
Perfume has a very tangled history. There is kind of no civilization that didn't, you know, revere and want scented materials.
It turns out a lot of civilizations wanted one smell in particular, and Mandy has it at the museum. It's in a tiny bottle labeled Smell Me, underneath a huge wooden carving of a whale. I take a whiff and ask Mandy to describe what she thinks it smells like.
It's like, it's ambery, but it's very kind of shimmery. It's got a kind of, like a sparkly quality to the smell, if that makes any sense. And it's soft and deep, but also light and kind of feels like it reflects light. It's a kind of wonder.
This kind of flowery language sounds like how someone would describe a fine wine or gourmet chocolate. To me, the thing we're smelling right now reminds me of a wet beach towel. It's ambergris, which is essentially sperm whale poop that's been used in perfumes for centuries. Not exactly my thing, but I do love smelling the cardamom and jasmine oils. Mandy says this museum is all about touching, looking, and smelling.
And so it just brings you a lot closer to nature and how incredible nature is with smells.
And there is nature here. A taxidermied beaver sits in one corner next to a small replica of a musk deer. People made perfume from the oils of these animals. One of my favorite discoveries is a wooden chest of drawers filled with some of the raw materials that go into making perfume, like vetiver grass, juniper berries, cedar wood, and seashells. But the museum's main attraction is the perfume organ. It looks like a pipe organ, but it's not a musical instrument. It's kind of like a giant spice rack with three long rows holding hundreds of tiny glass bottles filled with colored oil.
And then you get a little packet with three scent strips.
Every visitor to the museum gets three strips of heavy paper to dip into these bottles. I test out a bottle of poplar buds, which looks like egg yolk and smells like apricots and baby poop.
Oh my God. I kind of like everything I have to say.
Before she turned to the world of perfume, Mandy worked as a therapist. She thinks the connection between smell and memory is so strong that visitors can be transported to another place after smelling something at the perfume organ.
Because it takes them back right away. Like, people have a smell and they have a memory, and it just fuses together right then, kind of like music does for people.
The museum is only open Saturdays, and Mandy says people visit from all over the world. But talking with her, I get the feeling she would have been happy to create this museum even if no one showed up. For the California Report, I'm Bianca Taylor in Berkeley.
And that's the California Report magazine, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. The technical producer is Seal Muller, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Katie McMurrin. Victoria Mullion is our senior editor. Our online producer is David Marks. And our social media producer is Miranda Leitzinger. Today, we welcome our new intern, Nadine Sabai. The California Report's editorial team includes Ingrid Becker, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Susie Racho. Sasha Coca returns to the host chair next week. This is the California Report magazine. Your state, your stories.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction, together building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.